According to research by former Maryland congressman and University of Maryland basketball player Tom McMillan, coaches across the country are receiving incentives weighted heavily toward their performance on the field or court and not toward academic achievement. McMillan says the ratio is about 11 to 1, numbers that left Secretary of Education Arne Duncan, in his words, stunned.
The incentives are all wrong. And for better or worse, in college sports today, you have to follow the money. And if you want to influence behavior, if you want to change behavior, you have to redirect that money.
Though schools are making progress toward implementing higher benchmarks for student athletes, Duncan says academic achievement and graduation rates are still not given priority at most schools. At the University of Kentucky, men's basketball coach John Calipari's contract awards him a $50,000 bonus if his team members maintain a 0.95 academic progress rate, a calculation based on student eligibility and retention. But last year, Calipari took home $800,000 in athletic performance-related bonuses after taking the Cats to their 8th NCAA championship. A $50,000 incentive for achieving a 75% graduation rate was eliminated as part of an amendment to Calipari's contract in 2011. Josh James, WUKY News.